started. I was just talking about did you just change either way, just show off for the cameras, or are you talking to me? Yes, going for authenticity. Yes, yeah. Yeah, reality shows have that question always in front of them. Yes. Yes, I was just thinking a moment is like an appetite. You assume, you just take for granted, you expect the next one's coming. That's why it's not such a threat to hear. You'll ruin your appetite as a kid. That's not going to stop you because you know there's another appetite coming just after it. And then this is not my idea. This is some TV show I saw some guy do it on. Yes. I don't know. Yes, yes. I was equating it to the idea tonight about a moment. I expect to meet the next moment coming along. Oh, have a peaceful interaction with it. Yes, we all have that. Yes. So, I suddenly was thrust elsewhere. Yes. Let that be a matter of renewed perception. If there's any veracity in what this guy has to say. Then death does not sound so horrifying or scary or mysterious. I don't know. Does one speak for all? I don't know. Yes. The survivors are all fighting. I hear we all have different ideas about how heaven looks like. So that's what carte blanche is all about. Yes, everybody can have their own idea what they want heaven is like. And any means possible to achieve it is always done with complete carte blanche. Complete integrity and respect for all beings, both and the whole environments, and Mother Earth, all the way through. I don't know if you told them that about the I'll tell them now about the COVID, and this being Mother Earth's way of protecting herself. Which is a gift then to man. Yes. Yes. They need this whole make the loss of your little one. There is a heaven. Yeah, there is. Yes, there's a funny week in that. Yes. Yes, that will offer so much more relief. And I could see your little one going up into a light. Oh, Jesus, yes. This is a great image for me to behold. You were doing me a favor. You who have borne the pain of having lost your little one prematurely, I was doing me the favor of being able to see them lifted into the light. It's pretty. It's pretty. It's pretty. You're a little absurd. Great shape. It's wonderful. Yes. 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 Yeah. is the perspective from here. It looks to me oh, yeah, it's great. It's my caregivers, Shannon and Crystal, are the greatest caregivers in the world, which they are, and it's because I am feeling overjoyed every day because of the presence in my life. I'm a very fortunate man. Yes. Cost me an arm and a leg. I can say what you want. Yes, I don't know. I don't know what you heard. I don't know. When are they going to come and take me away, you know? Yes. It's a happy story. Yes. Either it is just my story. I'm doing the best I can to make myself less costly ward of the state. Yes. And it's nice, yes, and also saying if we all practice it, we're learning it now. And this is ultimately, well, each of us will reduce our own carbon footprint on the planet Earth. Yes. Yes, this is the planet protecting itself. Yes. Who's the virus? Yes. Yes. And then you got our own fears that we're going to let artificial intelligence loosen the wild too. You already got us loose in the wild. That's what we're doing. Yes. Yes. My old habits die hard. Yes, so the next step is to address nutrition. You guys have to address nutrition and then look at it. Here's your center point for eating nutrition. Yes. Oh, yes. And for those who look to cook, there's a lot of creativity in cooking nutritious meals, and I find them to be the most colorful ones. They're great. Yes. That means plant-based and grain-based. A side helping of would be one of your standards from before. Only do that here, whether it be, it means cut down, cut down, cut down. On the, doesn't mean no, it means less. On the the meats and it's, you'll live longer. Yes. Who's this guy I think he is tonight? This is what this sounds, Russ and Alexander have gotten a lot of ramblings of the old man. Yes, it's not even good wallpaper. Yes. One of those ramblings you have on your wall. Yes, very ramblings of the old man. Yes. He should really want a rambling man. You know he was, he knew that was coming. This is my children, my children. My share of them. A deeper sense of what it means to be a father. I love it. It's been a central role in my life. Yes, it still continues to be so. It's like this heart center. This heart center. More than anything. Yes. That's where heaven emanates. From center of the heart. I go there and I found neither of you never to ever waver from its center. And no pressure there, but it just seems to be. We've never faced a hurricane that rough yet. No. Yes. No, that doesn't break. Go back through the second dimension into there first. And he said, yeah, is he still rambling? Oh, stop. I want to hear this. I want to see the answer. Yes. Yes. He was talking about the second dimension. Yes. It makes it sound like there's nothing at all to fear. Yes. It's easy to sound like. Yes, and for him, laying up there in the bed, being catered on all day, what you got to lose, you can go float away in La La Land. I got to go out and make a living and have children to raise. Maybe it's something to look forward to when I'm old and retired. I'll know what to do. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
It was still going.
Yeah,
we know what's going on.
The end of it all.
Who's that? One of those.
Oh. Okay. Oh.
Staring at a microphone kind of changed things. Don't stare at it.
Oh.
Yes. I sleep on my, I don't see the phone, I don't see the mic load. I think it's not on, but it is. How do you know? You have to trust it. Yes. And did it let you down yet? No. And I should believe it's recording. If it's not, you'll be with you again. Maybe that's like an appetite and a moment of the trust. There will be a witticism will follow. Yes, you'll be with you again. Oh, yes. But I'm just wondering, where do you have? Makes it easier to experience this recording than you got it, so it's easy to utter it. Oh. More. There's room for writing. I'm going to dress this up and make it look pretty for the kids. Why did I do that? I'm going to buy into this, especially with the heavy emphasis on sexuality. To raise them, to make you aware of its allure on their poor own being. And it's a strong one. When you surrender sexually, just looking for the phrase. I want to pontificate. But it's a natural part of life. It's a natural part. And it has a role here because it's bold in life. There's a the way we design our cars and everything, you know what's the rest of that story. All of it is to satisfy the libido, the sex drive. Yes. So. Finding home. Yes. So that's why it's heavier for emphasis here. So that is addressed in a manner of integrity and respect towards both all parties involved, as well as the environment around them. Yes, so, sexual, relations are always treated with cart rocks. Oh, yes, solve a lot of problems. You can still do what you want, and yes. Well, if you made a promise to one woman or one man to be with that person, then you can't go visit the neighbor. That's not carpox. It's deceit. Yes. So if you are single and you want to see this person in the afternoon, the other person at night, or even both at the same time. cut rocks on all parties willing. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes, because there's such a strong vibration through the whole body. Yes. Like a deep bass. It resonates. We're still here. Let's find out. I'm going to say something. We'll check to see if this thing is going now. I always struggle with this. I always get over with it. I'm going to ask you about it. You know, it feels like I'm going to drop a ball or something. Yes. Even if it's a glass, I'll give it another one. Then you get a mess. Destroying the mess. A mess. You don't want to go too deep into the mess to find the story, but you might either become the mess or find yourself becoming a story yourself, and you're lost in between a mess and a story. And where are you? I can't find. Yes, and all this stuff is messages. I'm trying to get you to hear this thing. Yes, I wonder if you heard that. Yeah, I would think so. I do think there's so much good stuff in there. Yes. 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 And maybe they are ramblings. You said yourself, it's like panning for gold. It's just mostly sand, yes. And every once in a while, there's a nugget. Yes. But if you flip everything through my way of stream of consciousness recording, then you see how much sand and how little nuggets there are, or whatever. You see how valuable the sand is. Yes. Yes, yeah. When you you're panning the gulf up close and personal, you see how valuable the sand is. There's little, there's small pieces of gold in the sand. Yeah. Everyone else is looking for the nuggets. You'll be scouring the sand. Yes. That was when the students were sending the rocks. They were sending the rocks. And the whole classroom sounded like a carpenter shop and all that sanding all the time. Yes. That was a lot of fun. Yeah, it was. I didn't know then either that I'd be still here now. I thought I was building that bridge. At the beginning, I spoke about that someplace before when PHP kept telling me, we want you to complete that bridge. I never knew if it was the one about building with the students or the one that was being built in my head. Yes, when I thought that was the extent of the project. Oh, I think really what ups everybody's game was when David Foster Wallace jumped in. He jumped everything. He was attracted to my friend Kurt Hudgens. Because, yes, the average is a magnet. Kurt Hudgens is of the caliber of David Foster Wallace, of mental integrity and and genius. I don't know. Yes. Yes, and genius. Yes. And of similar temperaments. Now I'll leave it for another time to tell their story. But that's what David Foster Wallace, that's what I came here now today to say. He's the one who brought us Tart Rocks. It's his gift to us. Yes. Yes. Just do whatever you want. Just do whatever you want. Yes. It's always do it with integrity to all beings, environments, and playing fields. Yes. Give yourself a ball. Yes. Yes. Yes, there's enough room for everybody. Yeah. The virus is not here to thin the herd. That's not going to happen much. There'll be some, but that's not his point. The point is to direct your attention rather to your hearts. Go home. Yes. Take a look at your hearts. There's your family. Now's your chance as you get out of the rat race of your own life. Yes. What do I find there? It's a time for reflection. this would kill the economy. But then we wouldn't need the economy. Somebody says, it seems like we're getting away with something. But what I'm describing is the life of a retired person. Yes, that's what, yes. Other than that, he pursues life, but AA taught me this one. It's just, I just realized I stole this from AA. AA is, practice these principles in all your affairs. And everyone kind of shirks at that one, the first step. I don't know, taking an inventory. That's the only way I'm going to practice those principles is to actually know what I'm dealing with. I want to take a look at myself. Yes, and just when I'm writing it down helps a lot. Yes, writing it down is, yes, it will help a lot. Yes, everybody can ramble these days and catch it on the spot. I go to the TV a lot of time to watch it deliberately. For those of you who know Mr. Collins, as I say, David Foster Wallace is using this carte blanche, the bridge that you saw when we both built, and that was why I fought so far to have it completed and keep it. I lost a lot doing that. I knew it wasn't mine to dispose of. I knew I was entrusted with seeing that through. So I put it above everything else and saw it through. It felt like a divine pathway. That's why in that video I know Guy Belushi in church on the bridge. Yes. Yeah, the band, yes. Yes. I had my moment. Yes. But it doesn't play well to the conventional audience caught off guard all of a sudden. What happened to this guy? He's throwing everything off balance. He's out of control. Yes, I admit to not being aware impact of my actions on others. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Katie. I want to say thank you for showing me so clearly the impact that my life has on others. Yes, that's something. Yes. 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 Yes, so everything's playing out well in God's universe. Sometimes it doesn't, depending on my perspective. I can get caught in the shadows. That's kind of a haunting line. I can get caught in the shadows. Yes. Yes. Oh. We're here, we would call the shadows, they runaway thought train. Hanging on to that, yes. Yes. I won't let go until I get even. Type of holding on. Learning to get let go of a lot of those. I ain't paying until I first get mine. Renegotiating some of these bargains I make with other people. Will make letting go easier too. Exactly what I'm looking for in this transaction. So I just want to feel better. I want to buy this so I look better in front of my boss. Or just straight up advertising. Okay. Yes. Yes. Oh. Nothing profound there. Advertising is very profound. Advertising, yes. Yes. Yeah. It's like they're the ones who catch us looking at ourselves in the mirror. Creativity in advertising. I bet this was a two-step. Understand. I won't have to just look at the darn screen and see it. That it's still going. We have to go back here. Keep going. Now I'm looking at the screen. I wish you would stay here. And I feel, I said before, I don't want to stare at it. But I do like being an eye on it. It does build trust. Yes. So, let me trust you. Yes. It's like having an audience or something, someone, an ear. It's like an ear, yes. Whoever you are, I'm talking to you. You have found a way to listen in. A conversation I'm having with myself. If I wanted to keep it private, I should have recorded in this thing. It means intent to distribute. Well, how else would I record it? Depends on how I say then. We're saying it about the United States. They hear, first of all, I'm very grateful for freedom of our own Constitution. Because we've put those idealists did a great job within the parameters of their day. Yes, in principle, yes. And we continue to grow from that one. Yes. Let's not deviate. You can feel the deviation coming on. Yes. It's going to go in. I want to at least stare at my sound microphone. Instead, you make me worry if it's still on or not. You don't make me do anything like that. I use a moment to worry. Too much information category, but it goes in the excerpts or deleted scenes or whatever. Yeah, so you want to put it. I had a heck of a time using my urinal thing and over there. It's not a sound, it's not audio. I was going to show you those plastic jugs things. They'd be turning my legs. And tonight, for some reason, I'm really very, very, very 100% with that. Tonight, I didn't spill just a little bit. Started spilling all over the place. It was. You can feel with it, and I thought, I'm getting a lesson here. And this is your mouth. Careful what you ask for. I've been just speaking to Crystal about golden shower. Just not let this out. Yes. Oh, yes. I wonder what anybody is. See what the attraction is. I never thought I'd be getting such an attraction for feet. I was just with a crowd, because I thought most of my life found them the least attractive part of the anatomy. People are always dumb with my feet. They do carry the disadvantage of propensity for fungi. You know what I mean? In a good way, fungi. Even in a bad way, a fungi can be a good guy. But not the fungi on your toes, so they're that one. Remember that guy from Romania on Astor Street? Building engineer, old Romanian, and his fingernails. He said they always grew, and they were pushed away from his hands, all of them. He said it only happens here in the States. And then he goes home to Romania, they're normal again. He's a friendly guy, but another hardcore Romanian is building engineers. It was an interesting group of building engineers, those from Eastern Europe, a lot of them. Ingo from Poland. Yes. Ingo, yes. Yes. He's a lot of names. That's a great name. He's so friendly. He was so friendly. Ingo was a great friend. Yeah, he really was. He was a good uncle to me. Ingo was a great guy. Yes. Yeah. Fumbling the last name, Ingo, yeah, because I always knew him as Ingo. It's like when my sister always said to her, how I love the name Perky. It's got a cute ring to it. And Ingo, how can I not love a guy named Ingo? Yes. He lived in the building I washed the windows on. He's a building engineer up in Wilmette. Yes, yes, his wife and second marriage. Good guy all the way through. Marries a strong woman. And together, take a team. It works. He goes a great guy all the way through. Yes, thank you. There's one building engineer. The others I did not know so intimately. Yes, Frank at 210 near Chestnut and near Hancock Pearson, 210 Pearson, Frank. Yes, what a character. Yes. Frankie and John. Yes, Frankie and Johnny. Yes. Frank, big, gruff, bark of a voice. Reminds me of a bulldog. I know, one of the big, kind of cartoon, kind of like a people will go, yes, also at the same time, lovable. Yes, he always really was. And he was scary to work for in a way, but he always, you could trust him. Yes, and he was very lovable, yes. And he put up with me for a long time, and I put up with him, yes, for a long time. And his assistant, John, yeah, they would, yes, he was from, he's from, John, where are you from? Slovenia or something like that? And here, he owned a two plant in Bridgeport. This was in, I think it's '90s. He says, so here I am, and I think it was Slovenia, an immigrant in from Slovenia. They bought a two plant for like $200,000. Inflation back then was very big. He said it's not selling, it's worth $700,000. I don't know what played out after that. Yes, I got through the windows, so we lost touch. And the economy, his house went probably with the economy. There's your answer. Okay. Yes. Oh, Joe at the Aztec and Stanko as the crown jewels of building engineers. They really are. I'm hard to hate for them. Good men. So and true. They're like the Uncle Bobs to the world. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's great. Well, thank you. The theme, Eastern European Building Engineers in Chicago. A greater propensity of numbers than you'd expect. And some of them lived in the buildings themselves, in their basement apartments. Obviously, my great places. Joe did, and the Stanko did, Frank did. Yes. Ingo did. He lived in a first floor apartment with one of the tenants. Richard Womack. These guys are smart men, one and all. There were some, yes. Yes. What are you going to say? What is it? It says spewing. Could have seismic repercussions throughout the world. So enjoy and everything. Oh, there goes the wicker rose you asked for. It's all going to be a doorstep, peer pathway to my door.
Is this really groundbreaking? The awakened one. Letters to my own children. Letters from a father. It's called Jesus Awakened. Oh, yeah, I want to help you wake up too. Yes, yes. Yes, letters from a father. It's a new day. I awake, and I want you to wake up too. I want to have this before, and I was clean with such a thing. Out first, literally, then figuratively. Now, spiritually, well, it's a third part of my Twitter thing. First, I talk to people, see things, people see them. I literally cleaner, then figuratively, it's through the word. And now spiritually, and I talk about spirit life, and here it is. Yes. Yes, and I am awake now, and I want you to be awake too. It'll make your life less oppressive. Yes. Yes, you'll carry on with your responsibilities. Maybe you'll see your foot more. Yes, I don't know what you'll do. Yes. You'll proceed as before, with caution throughout your day, taking care of the best you can. Nothing changes. Watch out, wood, carry water. Yes. That's what they're talking about right there. It's just that you're not chopping any wood or carrying any water, so you're free to pick yourself up. You got all the spare time in the world. Yeah. She says, pick up gold nuggets from the fall from the dust. Panning through the dust, panning through the gold, just spills through the netting from the dimension above. And it's like at the stadium or something like that. The building, yes. Yes. The nuggets of gold fall from the pockets of the rich at the top of the game, at the top of the stands, and we know you lost at them. For me, I just worth $1 million. Yes. So I would say, I see, disproportionality with the one percenters. If enough change slips out of their pockets, so I can feel like I've won $1 million. Well, maybe that's problem right now. There's just so many, I don't know. And I can't be too expensive to feed everybody. You think? I used to text and notice with somebody. Do you think this is it? I don't know. You've been out there with card box a long time. What is this best thing to happen? Not in the door. A voicemail. A voicemail from Oprah. That's what I'm waiting for, or something like that. Yes. Yeah. I'm getting the expectations down. Anybody, she's got a picture of somebody, picture that. It's somebody. Oh, the time will come. Yes, the time will come. Yes. No, I don't know. It's 8:35. I'm just thinking Shannon will be here for a couple hours. Yes. So, it's always fun. Yes, everything is fun at this point. Oh, yes. Speaking out again about a stupid sound recorder thing. I can never find the icon. I didn't know from the phone or not. But anytime it's asked, it's been recording. Maybe still. As you can see it, yes, it's still a sound recorder. Sound recorder. There it is, it's recording. And hour 24. It's been recording. I don't know what it sounds like. Let's get a movie out of it. I'll just keep going a little bit more. You wanted to do this because you wanted to. Oh.
Eastern European now. Oh, he engineers. There's a lot more than that. At least two Georges. And Norm. And his crew at 850. And Dorman there. Jonathan. Okay, he's there. Kuwait, the crowds of people. They were the face of Chicago. And behind the scenes, they're the front door and back door, of every building that I did. It's great. Nice way to get to know people. And yes, it always goes as far as business, especially these days. People worried about stalking or something that they've had. You want to call up an old customer and say, hello, yes, are you stalking that person? Hell, I don't need to stalk you, I want to say hello. Yes. I can see some people waving their hands saying, Jeff, would you say hello to me? Yes, there you are, Mrs. Powell. Okay, I see you, I trace you, Mrs. Powell. Tracy and Dorian Powell. He's waving. He's exuberant. I love you. You're so great to our family. Yes. You're the best. Yes. I always love you guys. And great energy. Going through your dining room window all the time. Yes, great. Yes, you're climbing out into your balcony, Mrs. Powell, with hammer cigarettes. It was fun. It was off the third floor. Yes, it was great. Great people. Yes, you go on to, anytime, Mrs. Powell. Yes. I'll visit you on any field, in any plane. I was going to say, existence or reality? I don't want to live of anything. That's fun. Yeah, that was fun. Letters from a father. News sentence on the nature of reality. It's all a mind game. But if you know that going in, you'll be less likely you'll find yourself more responsible for your own behavior. What I tell you guys, I said to them, victory, somebody, take it seriously.